Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
You, many of us believe that a penis owner, their role is to physically overpower in the bedroom. They have to be as hard as possible, they have to be driving, and they have to be in charge. And so when the roles are reversed, the attention is just taken away from the penis. And when the vulva owner is the one doing the stimulating, that is a real act of submission for a penis owner. Like, they are submitting perhaps for the first time. And that is definitely challenging traditional masculinity and can be challenging for even the most enlightened of penis owners.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. To peg or not to peg? That's the question we're going to push into today. And yes, pun intended. Pegging, which typically involves a penis owner being penetrated through the use of a strap-on dildo by a vulva owner, seems to be more popular than ever. But here's the thing. More than other forms of pleasure, strap-on sex challenges the way we think about roles in the bedroom. So if partners can work through these challenges, the payoff can be incredible, from stimulating the prostate to learning to lead and dominate in the bedroom. Both can be really hot. And that's why on today's episode, I explore the steps partners should take to responsibly have strap-on sex and how the benefits go way beyond the bedroom. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, join me in setting an intention for the show. I do it, and I encourage you to do the same. So when you're listening, what do you want to get out of this episode? How could this episode help you? My intention for this episode is to explore how switching up these power dynamics can allow you and your partner to be more empathetic of each other and open up new opportunities for pleasure. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. My new article, Ask Emily, My Partner is Friendly with Other Guys, is up at sexwithemily.com. Check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. It's all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me a question, leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily or call my hotline 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And it's totally cool to change your name or choose to remain anonymous. One more thing. So this recording had some minor technical issues, so please, please, please excuse the sound quality. Thank you, everyone, and enjoy this episode.
Let's talk about pegging. So to start, I asked you on Instagram, and I was like, have you ever tried pegging? Okay, well, 35% of you said you don't know what pegging is. 55% of you know what it is, but you've never tried it. And 10% of you have tried it. So let's get into it and let's talk all about pegging. So in the almost 2 decades that I've been doing this work, studying sexuality, I have to say there's only been like about 2 sex acts that have really come on the scene that have sort of changed the cultural discourse around sexuality, challenging gender norms and taboos and all that. And the first one is anal sex, which I think has actually become a little bit more mainstream. And the next one is pegging. And pegging is certainly on the rise. I would say the years I've been doing this, just in the last 4 or 5 years, have I had a lot more active interest from you, the listeners. So the term pegging is actually a new term, relatively new, but you can trace pegging back to like the ancient Egyptians. Like, pegging initially was used to describe the act of a straight penis owner being penetrated by a vulva owner, but really it can be used to describe any gender being penetrated. So it's all about a strap-on sex with a dildo, about penetration without a penis. So you might be thinking, like, why? Why are people into this? Well, let's just talk about it first. If you have a penis, you also have a prostate. And the prostate, we've talked about on the show a lot, is a walnut-sized gland inside the anus that can feel incredible when it's stimulated. And it's sort of, we call it like the male G-spot or the P-spot. And you can find the G-spot. It's about 2 to 3 inches inside towards the stomach, sort of like a come hither motion if you insert inside of the anus. That's how you would find it. Okay. So what you have to remember though is, like I said, vulva owners who want to be penetrated from something other than a penis, which totally makes sense and can feel amazing, can have some fun with pegging. So why are we talking about it now? Initially, this term was coined by Dan Savage. He's an acclaimed sex columnist. And in 2001, his column was called Savage Love. And he said, I'm not going to poll my listeners and say, there's this sex act. And what are we going to call it? Heterosexual men were starting to hear about this, that they want to be penetrated. And he was like, what do we call it? And his audience came up with pegging. Pegging has certainly increased, as I've noticed, I said, in the last 4 or 5 years, definitely with my show. But there's a sex retailer, Love Honey, reported that the sales of strap-ons have increased 200% as of 2020. And Google searches for pegging have increased roughly 16 times since 2004. And maybe you've seen it in pop culture these days. It was in Broad City. There was a mention of pegging. There have been some rumors about Prince William. I don't like to talk about rumors, but, you know, that's been out there, and sort of everything in between. There's just been a lot more pegging, although I did just ask my 80-year-old mother, and she had no idea what it was. She's like, what are you recording? And I said, I'm about to go do a show on pegging. And she was relieved that she was older now and didn't really have to get into all the new things. But here's the thing. What I love about pegging, though, is like how incredible that we have another way to experience pleasure, connection, and intimacy with a partner. As long as we can get out of our heads and start thinking that like having sex in a certain way describes us in a way that we don't want to be described or it feels really taboo. Well, today we're going to take away all that, all your concerns about it, so you can actually understand and think about, like, is this something that I want to try out? So the other thing about pegging, though, here's some other things, that it does go against the traditional gender roles. Like, think about it. We always assume the vulva owner is generally the receiving partner, while the penis owner is the inserting partner. It could also be more popular because our society's views are just changing. You know, what is masculine? What is feminine? You know, let's kind of challenge some sexual taboos. So today, we're going to cover what I'm calling the 4 pegs of pegging. So first, like, what is pegging? The payoff both partners can experience, which go far beyond the bedroom. 3, what challenges couple may face, including the stigma around anal sex and switching up roles in the bedroom. And finally, 4, how pegging works. What type of strap-ons to use, how to get comfortable with it, all the things. And I'm also going to be including some of your feedback on pegging as well, which I heard from you all on Instagram, which I love that you guys go on there. It's at Sex with Emily, and help me sort of speak to you and what you're looking to find out about all the shows that we do. Let's get into it. So what is it? Well, as mentioned, typically pegging involves a vulva owner penetrating a penis owner's anus using a dildo affixed to a harness known as a strap-on. So this is a role reversal between the vulva owner, who is now the pegger, and the penis owner, who's now the peggy. So just so you know, that said, pegging can also involve 2 vulva owners, 2 penis owners, even a penis owner using a sleeve or extender to penetrate their vulva-owning partner. So there are different variations of pegging. Pegging, just so you know, is usually associated with anal penetration of the penis owner, but reminder, pegging can involve the vagina as well. You can peg any of the holes that you're into. All right. So let's talk about the payoff. Why? Why are people pegging? Okay, let's talk about penis owners. What are they getting out of this? Well, as we covered, stimulating the prostate can result in just an amazing, incredible orgasm, a different kind of orgasm, perhaps, than a penis owner has ever had. It's different than a penile orgasm, but there is more to it than a great orgasm and pleasure. There's also health benefits to massage the prostate. It reduces inflammation and reduces risk of prostate cancer. And the other thing about the role reversal is it allows the penis owners to experience sex from their partner's perspective. So here's what I heard from some of you on Instagram. Some of our penis owners said, I think it opens a man on a deeper level, makes him the most vulnerable and so intimate. Another one of you said, it's made me a better, more empathic top, which I think can be really true. Like now you know what your partner's experience and you get to experience both roles. Another one of you said, oh my God, it's so hot. I love being bent over. It's such a treat. I wish more women were into it. And that was common. I heard that from a lot of you saying, I wish that my vulva-owning partner would be into this. But I also heard from vulva owners who said, you wish that your penis-owning partner would be into it. So we're going to help you all get into it. In fact, I highly recommend that you listen to the show with your partner. If it's been on the list, and you've been talking about it or not able to talk about it, this is a great place to start. All right, so vulva owners, what are they getting out of it? So when the vulva owner is doing the pegging, there isn't the novelty of just being the dominant partner. That's a huge turn on. The novelty of having like BDE or big dick energy is just a turn on itself. That's not something that we often get to experience. And like I always want to emphasize and remind you that novelty and variety are really important factors to incorporate to have a fulfilling sex life overall. Because the lack of novelty, trying new things and variety is when I hear from a lot of you that your sex life just gets stale and you're doing the same moves and the same things over and over and over again. So pegging is definitely one of those new things. If you have a vulva, maybe this is helping you with your fantasy of wanting to be in the dominant role. Or maybe it just feels good to know that you can give your partner a new kind of pleasure and experience and stimulation. And on Instagram, I heard from a vulva owner who said, I love it. It's helped me understand what it's like to trust someone to penetrate you. She gives it a 10 out of 10. And I want to remind you that anal penetration feels amazing for vulva owners as well. You can have all kinds of orgasms. So remember that anal penetration can feel amazing for vulva owners. It can indirectly stimulate the G-spot through penetration in the anus. There's like a thin membrane that can hit up against the G-spot. And another place it can feel great is the A-spot, which is the anterior fornix erogenous zone. That is another erogenous zone that can feel great when stimulated. And that can all happen through penetration. And there have been studies, I have to remind you, that vulva owners who engage in anal sex more often have more orgasms and more intense orgasms. Why isn't everybody pegging? There's certainly challenges and there's some things that we need to move past before we can get into it. So a lot of us have to look at our conditioning. You know, many of us believe that a penis owner, their role is to physically overpower in the bedroom. They have to be as hard as possible, they have to be driving, and they have to be in charge. And so when the roles are reversed, the attention is just taken away from the penis. And when the vulva owner is the one doing the stimulating, that is a real act of submission for a penis owner. Like they are submitting perhaps for the first time. And that is definitely challenging traditional masculinity and can be challenging for even the most enlightened of penis owners. And it's like, I'm into it, but I'm not sure if I can take it. But really what's important is being with a partner that you trust and you can communicate and talk about all of this stuff together and make it a really truly shared experience. So there is a vulnerability that is just necessary to be penetrated. And then there's a new feeling of maybe giving and dominance and control that's experienced by vulva owners. And the other thing is that vulva owners can, you know, allows women to know, like, what does it actually feel like to be inside of a man? Think about it. Like, we don't often get that experience of what does it feel like to be outwardly giving and penetrating, right? We're usually receiving in our vagina. That can just be a thrill. This is a huge concern too. So I heard from a lot of you said, I want to do it, but my partner won't do it. Or what about the shame? And what about, you know, laughing it off or judging? You know, again, we want to make sure that we are picking the right partners, that we're picking partners who are all about having a growth mindset around sex. And they're interested in exploring new things. And they're able to move past societal conditioning, what they might have been told, what they might have heard, and what they even believe about sex. Because if you're with a partner that you can trust and you feel safe with, and you're like, we're in this together, And I'm going to be open to your sensations and you're going to be open to mine. And we're going to talk about it and we're going to try to move past everything we've been taught. Now, that is a practice. I wouldn't expect everyone to go from zero to pegging. But I think that the challenge is a lot of us are not able to fully experience sex like we want to because of this conditioning and societal messages. And so I think the first thing is listening to sex positive content like this show and looking for images online or looking at porn or finding people who are experiencing the kind of things that you want to. So even just listening to it on this show might help you change your mind around or your judgments around this kind of sex and playing with roles. So it's baby steps. But even the fact that you're listening to this show is a great first step. Another thing is there is a misconception, this is a huge one, that a penis owner's enjoyment of anal sex is connected to their sexual orientation. So if I put something in my butt, it's going to mean that I am gay. I have to remind you that just because you like something pleasurable does not make you anything, does not define your sexual orientation. So from Instagram, you said, my ex wouldn't consider it. She thought my love of bum stuff and my thongs, you know, she thought that I was gay. Another one of you said, would like it, but my girl doesn't seem to understand. Okay, so let me just say this, that there's a misconception that a penis owner thinks that if they enjoy anal sex, it's connected to their sexual orientation and it makes them gay. Let me just say that is not true. Enjoying some pleasure in your anus does not make you gay at all. A recent study found that 60% of men who statistically are much more likely to identify as heterosexual fantasize about receiving anal sex. So all men have a prostate regardless of your sexual orientation, and stimulating that prostate can feel amazing. And remember, I just want to say this, that anal sex can be messy, okay? So throw down a towel, makes cleanup easy, and once you just embrace the fact that sex, all kinds of sex can be messy, but particularly anal sex, not to worry about it. We are doing this for the pleasure and we can take care of it. So how does pegging work? So since pegging does involve anal play or anal sex, start with the warm-up. I don't think you ever want to go to zero right into penetration, but start with a finger. Start with rimming, using your mouth, or other alternatives to penetration. And as always, we've got some great shows on anal. You might want to check those out, but we give a lot of details about preparation and how to go slow. And definitely, you always want to use a lot of lube. Just go check out my do's and don'ts of anal sex. We'll also put that in the show notes. It's a great article on our website, and that's going to help you with all of your pegging play. So you don't want to go too hard at first. You want to use plenty of lubrication. And so remember, even the most experienced, we do not go from zero to anal sex. And remember, communication is so important. This is all about communicating before, during, and after.
After the break, we're going to talk about pegging equipment, so don't go away.
All right, let's talk about equipment. What do you need? You're ready. You want to peg. What do? You need a dildo. You need a harness. But there's also some strapless models of harness, and you need some lube. So when shopping for the right strap-on, what are you looking for? Well, you want to make sure that you are using body-safe materials. And if you're just starting out, it's probably best to use a smaller size dildo with the easiest-to-use strap-on. You want to make this easy. So you can find a harness that can accommodate several different size dildos, so it's really easy to put on and it's really easy to adjust. And there's also some great dildo starter kits that you and your partner kind of get used to the role switching and being penetrated. I also put a few of my top recommendations on my website, and that's at sexwithemily.com/shop, which will be linked in the show notes. I want you also just like, if you're trying for the first time, get comfortable with your strap-on, like wear it around the house. Like, what does it feel like? You know, when you get a new outfit and you feel really good and you walk around and look in the mirror, like how does it feel to be wearing a harness with a dildo? Get comfortable with it, put some music on, dance around, and like start to inhabit you being the dominating, penetrating force. Okay, how does that feel? Okay, so positions. A good position to start with is cowboy or cowgirl with the pegger lying on their back and the peggy sitting on top. So this one I recommend because the receiving partner has direct eye contact for easier communication, and you can kind of guide the dildo into place from behind. So that's one way to do it. And then doggy style. Another composition is doggy style, where the peggy's on all fours and the pegger is behind them on their knees or standing off the bed. It's a good starting position because you'll both be well-balanced and sturdy. Remember that no matter who is the pegger or the peggy, each partner's taking a leap of faith and going outside of their comfort zone. So be patient and be understanding. Use plenty of communication. You know I love my three T's of communication. I want you all to practice this: timing, tone, and turf. We have a great guide on our site, our three T's of communication guide, you might want to check out, that will help you with this conversation and so many of those sex conversations that we don't know how to have. And just remember, if this is done right, it can be an incredible opportunity to experience pleasure through your partner's perspective and unlock a whole new level of understanding for one another. Okay, so let's get into your emails. This is from Lauren, 33 in Canada. Hey, Dr. Emily, love your podcast. I have found myself in a bit of a pickle and I need your help. A couple of years ago, my boyfriend opened up to me about how he might like to try pegging. I'm a very sexual person, and although I did have a couple questions, I wanted to be open-minded about it and try it for him. We did end up trying it once or twice, but then we kind of forgot about it, or so I thought. I was recently cleaning his office and came across several large dildos, lube, etc. At first, I found this quite alarming, but I'm trying to just keep in mind this is something he likes. I've not brought it up to him and not sure if I should or how to go about it. I know he would be embarrassed or angry at first. I just want to know I'm okay with it and want to be part of this experience for him if he enjoys it so much. Also, is it okay to be concerned to find out your boyfriend likes big penises in his butt? I can't help but wonder a little bit. Please help. All right, thank you so much for your question, Lauren. I really, really appreciate it. So what I'm hearing from you is that you really want to be included in your partner's fantasy. You want to be a part of that fantasy, but you also want to understand the fantasy and like, what does it actually mean that these are large dildos and how are we going to do this so we can both be great lovers to each other? And I get that. So it sounds like your partner's into pegging and maybe that's more of your partner's kink than yours. So you can just talk to your partner about this. And I recommend that this is a conversation that you have outside the bedroom. I'm not sure last time you guys have had like a State of the Union talk about your sex life, but this would be the time to do it. I don't think you want to lead with the fact that you found these big dildos and you're concerned about them. But I do think it's important for you and your partner to start to have conversations about your sex life outside the bedroom. We're just saying like, let's talk about our sex life and where we're at right now. Like what's been going well and what do we want more of? I think that this is important for so many couples to have this kind of conversations. And so it might be that your partner has felt less safe sharing it with you because maybe it happened a little bit in the past, or maybe they have some shame around it. Maybe that's why these toys are hidden. So if you talk to your partner in a way that you're very curious, not critical, you're open and you're willing to just kind of listen and hear more about your partner's turn-ons, I think they might be more willing to open up to you. And then you kind of hear what they have to say about that. And I also urge you to share your own fantasies and your own turn-ons, you know, so you make sure that you're getting your needs met as well. So I also have to say, I don't think I can say this enough in this show, but enjoying anal penetration is not connected to your sexual orientation at all. Penis owners have a prostate, and when stimulated, they can enhance their orgasms or they can have different kinds of orgasms. That's what it is. Perhaps this will help put your mind at rest and you can realize that like this doesn't mean anything about my partner except for that they want to have pleasure and more connection with me. I would take that and try to talk to your partner about it and see where this goes. All right. Thanks for your question, Lauren. Okay, this is from Shelly 50 in Los Angeles. Hey, Dr. Emily, my boyfriend is straight but was introduced to gay or kinky porn when he was young by a teacher. Now when he gets high, inhibitions are low, and he wants to dress like a woman and have me role play like a man and perform anal sex with a strap on. I have, and I feel like I want to please him because I love him, but I get burnt out and sometimes feel like I'm just doing it to make him happy. I don't mind it once in a while, but sometimes he gets moody if he's not getting it. He's never been with a guy and claims he doesn't want to be, so how do I compromise without resenting him? And I can't talk to anyone about this because it's our bedroom secret. So I'm asking you, should I suck it up and please him even though it's not my thing? All right, well, I don't think that we should ever do anything that we're really not into. I think that we need to find out what our thing is. So what is your thing? I think we know what your partner thing is. And how do we get you to enjoy this, or at least make sure that you're getting your needs met and kind of get into a deeper understanding of why your partner craves this? So having a healthy conversation with your partner is so important, talking about your fantasies and maybe how your fantasies are compatible with his or how you need to find something a little bit different. It's okay if pegging's not your thing. There's plenty of other forms of play that you can do with your partner. There's plenty of other forms of play you can do with your partner. You can check out our Yes, No, Maybe list. It's a free downloadable guide on our site that includes about 80 different sex acts. if you just need some fodder to kind of think about what would you really be into. But I don't think that we have to be concerned here that it means anything other than your partner is into exploring and wants to feel good. Now, let's get to your resentment here for a while. Resentment comes because we are not speaking our needs and we're not sharing what we actually want. Now, I also understand that maybe you don't know what you want. And that's really, really common. Sometimes it's easier for us to complain about our partners, really, and say, why are they doing this? And why do they want all these things sexually? But believe me, if we got you into figuring out, what do you want? What turned you on? What's your biggest fantasy, Shelly? And you started getting those needs met, then it might feel less like a chore and more like a mutually beneficial sexual relationship, which is what I want for you and what I want for everybody. All right, Shelly, thanks for your question. This is from Brendan, 28 in Canada. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've been with my wife for 10 years this coming January, married for 4. I've always been very open about sex. My wife, however, is very quiet and less open about sex and talking about it. We've mentioned going to a sex store together, but have yet to go. Recently, I became very open exploring my body. I found out that I like to have my anus played with. I've asked my wife if she would peg me, but she's hesitant. I think because of how taboo it was for years. She uses her finger at the odd time, but whenever I ask her to try the strap on, she doesn't entertain the idea. I recently started talking about the idea of me using toys on her, to which we need to buy a new vibrator. I've suggested talking to her friend who we know that uses one, and I'm sure if she has yet. I'm just curious if you could give me tips or suggestions to help her ease her mind about it and more interested and wanting to. I'm trying everything to help her feel comfortable with the idea. Congratulations on being together 10 years, and I think this is an excellent time to start to have really specific and more pointed questions about your sex life. So it sounds like there just might be a little bit misunderstanding, which is very, very common and why I'm doing the show. In fact, I highly recommend that you both listen to this show together. She might need to understand more about it. Like, why are you interested in this? How does it feel good to you? What does it actually look like? What does she do to actually penetrate you? It just might be confusing. A lot of times we just say no to things that are foreign and they are sort of challenge some of our, you know, ideas about what sex is. Like this topic, pegging, is a little bit heavier. It's a little bit different than what most of us have ventured into. And I'm telling you, I heard from you guys on Instagram, like 35% of you aren't sure what it is, or you're not interested in it. And that's more common than not. I'm going to give your wife the benefit of doubt here and say she just doesn't have enough information. She just needs to know more about it. So you can take some information from this show or again, listen together. And I think that once she hears this and you're able to talk to her in a more rational way, you know, she might feel more comfortable. And I don't recommend having the talk in a sex store if you've never talked about it. And for my 3 T's of communication, timing, tone, and turf. Turf, I always recommend outside the bedroom, and a great place to have these conversations is in the car when you're driving along side by side. Maybe you're not making eye contact necessarily, but you're still in the car and it's private, and that can be a great way to have these conversations. So keep having these talks. You want to do a lot of listening, and let's find out what feels good for her as well so you can both have your needs met, because that's what I want for you and for everyone.
That's it for today's episode. See you on Friday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.